The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
If we get to the World Series, we have a warm climate team. And I've talked about this for years, and I'm going to call you back when it happens. Hopefully we get there. When it gets cold in Detroit, our bats shut down, and we can't do anything. And if you do the research, it's a proven fact.
So are you saying then the only way the Tigers will win the World Series is if this global warming thing speeds up a little bit, or what?
I say the Tigers will win the World Series if we play in Arizona. Do the research on it.
All right, we can't hit
the beginning of the year, and we can't hit at the end of the year. So what's the equation? What does that equal?
There's a caller in Detroit talking to Sports Talk Radio host Jamie Samuelson about the Tigers' World Series chances and if global warming could be a factor in them winning. Sports Talk, conversation about Major League Baseball, the hits, the number 10 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekly review of the world of news talk radio, the TRCS show, Talk Radio Countdown, for the week ending July the 25th, the last full week of the seventh month. Seems like we just got started with the month of July. Seems like we just got started with the year, doesn't it? And so we're reviewing, as usual, every week, top 10 talk topics. The folks at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television in there. It's all about the talk radio industry and the monitoring that gets done each week of great news talk radio programs around the country. That's how the list gets determined. As we count down from number 10 to number 1, Major League Baseball and the controversies that are going on in the world of sports in general, what's happening with LeBron James, all that good stuff, that's number 10.
Number 9.
Matter of fact, as we're into the sports world, there's so much attention being paid to some of the comments about Michael Sam. Here are our host Craig Carton and Boomer Esiason talking about former NFL coach Tony Dungy, saying he wouldn't have drafted openly gay player Michael Sam because he wouldn't have wanted to deal with the distraction of the issue of the fact that this guy is gay.
I find his comments to be unacceptable, inflammatory, objectionable. A lot of times Tony gets a free pass and things like that because he does a lot of good also, and I'm not saying that this forever changes my opinion of him, but
right.
On this one particular issue, you know, if there's a lot of other people that said that, you know, they'd be held to pay for it. And I just think that, you know, you live your life how you want to live it, but that's a statement that, frankly, is offensive. You know, and Mike, what did Michael Sam ever do to anybody other than want to play football? And maybe he'll get a chance. He's in the St. Louis camp, obviously, for a team that's got a lot of depth at his particular position. He damn near didn't get drafted solely because he's gay, and I'll argue that with anybody all day long. And I almost predicted that might happen with you when all of a sudden he went from the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, who was going to be a top four round pick, to all of a sudden questioning his ability to play the sport, which is a joke. To damn near not being drafted, like damn near the last guy in the draft.
Just because a guy becomes player of the year at his particular on his particular side of the ball in his particular conference doesn't mean that he's going to be a great pro player.
Never said
that right now.
But the SEC,
there have been Heisman Trophy winners that have come out of the SEC, that have come out of the ACC, that have come out of the Big Ten, the Pac-10.
Yep.
That can't even play professional.
But
football.
They get drafted.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
So
you just can't make a blanket statement like that.
SEC Defensive Player of the Year will always be drafted. I don't care what position he plays.
I can't go through the history and tell you that that's the case, but all I can tell you is that there have been Heisman Trophy winners,
of course,
whose game does not translate to the pro game. What can I tell you?
No, I listen. Most of those guys are quarterbacks.
I'm not saying that there has not. There definitely was. I would agree with you. There was definitely an impact when he came out and he basically said, "Listen, I'm a gay athlete and I want to continue playing in the NFL, and this is the way it's going to be." I would say, yeah, there were probably a number of teams who immediately took them off of their draft board.
Right. I mean, it's obvious because look where he went. You know. He almost didn't get it. So I don't go with the whole Michael Sam issue. It's just to me, you should be critical of what Tony Dungy said. Everyone should be. Because what he said is wrong. Patently wrong.
Number eight. There we go. From number nine to number eight, the focus on the drought in the western part of the country, the water shortage in California, global warming, that sort of thing always seems to make it into the top ten. And at number eight here, the focus on what Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray Elmer said on their program on KBC in Los Angeles. They talked about the drought and the water shortage and how you can still get fined for not taking care of your lawn.
So, we're in the middle of this drought. I'm in the middle of trying to kill my lawn, but now I have to bring my lawn back to life.
Explain why, please.
Well, here's the thing. The DWP will pay you to get rid of your green lawn and turn it into a desert environment, a drought-resistant landscape. So, Penny and I, my wife and I, we discussed it, and we said, well, our front lawn is kind of crappy anyway, so this makes sense. We'll do it. So, we started starving the lawn. We talked to some guy at a nursery somewhere. He says, this is what you got to do, and he gave us the instructions on how to do it properly. So we started killing the lawn.
Is there a wrong way to kill your lawn?
Yeah, because it'll keep coming back.
Oh,
so you have
okay.
to go through a process to just make sure you knock it down. So we started starving it of water, and then we found out that in order to get the DWP rebate, it has to be a viable lawn, and they have to approve it. So now I'm
they don't want you to turn in dirt and say, that was my lawn, so now can I have the money?
Like if you've been parking the car on the lawn for 3 years and... You know, up on blocks, it's probably not the lawn that they're that concerned about. So you have to get them, you have to apply and you have to approve it. So now I'm in the absurd situation where I have to start to rewater the lawn to bring it back to life.
How's that working for you?
Well, I just started.
Oh, okay.
And then
so you need to get some steer manure.
Only to kill it again. You see, then I'm going to kill it again. This is kind of like the cat that catches the mouse and is playing with his victim. It's cruel and unusual punishment to a lawn. Where's the Supreme Court when you need it? Where's the ACLU when you need it to save my lawn's feelings? So we got that going on. Meanwhile, you, of course, will be fined if you waste water. That couple in Glendora will be fined if they don't water their lawn.
Do you know what? Jerry Brown signed a law yesterday that makes that illegal.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean? But
the law that Jerry Brown signed only applies to homeowners associations.
Not private citizens?
It doesn't apply to towns and municipalities. It only applies to homeowners associations. So if your homeowner association says you can't let your lawn go brown and we'll fine you, Jerry Brown signed a law that makes that illegal. So you can save all the water you want. However, if the city of Glendora has an ordinance saying that you must maintain your property, Jerry Brown's law doesn't do anything about it.
All right. There's California for you. Hello. The essence, though, of global warming becomes, once again, the part of a lot of conversations. So we're here to cover that because this is a report on conversation stations and conversations taking place on the air on News Talk radio programs. I'm Doug Steffen. Up next, number seven on the countdown.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic to no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Umber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone, and we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices, or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Number seven item this week focuses on what many of you have seen, the pictures of the pallbearers carrying the casket of Eric Garner in New York City. The case of the chokehold death case. Host Pamela Hughes and Bruce St. James talking about this case. Actually, there have been a couple of them, and how it just doesn't seem to be all that unusual anymore for this sort of thing to take place with the police.
A New York City police officer and involved in the arrest of a man who died in custody after being placed in an apparent chokehold has been stripped of his gun and badge and placed on desk duty. Another two officers were both taken off the street after the death of Eric Garner. He was being arrested on suspicion of selling untaxed loose cigarettes on the sidewalk. The president of the police union called the reassignments a completely unwarranted knee-jerk reaction.
As opposed to selling untaxed cigarettes loose on a sidewalk is punishable by death in New York, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle, might be a nice way to put it. The reason why this story continues to get interesting is there are a lot of people out there calling for a variety of different things. Besides the one of the police officers involved in it, who has been stripped of his gun and his badge, four emergency workers have been barred from duty, put on modified duty, two EMTs and two paramedics who responded to the 911 call of this man, Eric Garner, who police subdued partially using a chokehold maneuver. The asthmatic man suffocated and died on the sidewalk there. They are being investigated or put on that duty because the allegation is they didn't do enough to resuscitate him or provide first aid and respond to a unconscious, non-breathing man on a sidewalk.
Yeah, there was a breakdown of epic proportions on so many different levels regarding this case. But you've seen, I saw it on Facebook. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
But it's just one of a lot of different cases that are kind of coming forward where people have video on their cell phone, because everybody got it, you know, has a video on their phone right now, where people are capturing these instances where police officers are acting in a manner of which, you know what, we don't want them to, and we would not, you know, expect that to happen with their uniform.
Well, and here's what I don't understand. I admit this. Here's what I don't understand. In the past, play me in the olden days. You remember the black and white dash cams you'd always see of like a guy running from the police, right? And then eventually he crashed and the cop would get out and they'd pull him out and put handcuffs on him or something. And we'd all cheer. Yeah, they got that guy. But
the show Cops, too.
The entire TV show Cops. Exactamundo. It seems that there has been, call it a tipping point or a balance or something, but for every one of those, you see at least one of a police officer doing something that you look at and go, well, that's not what I thought cops should do. What about the one in California, the guy hitting the woman with a closed fist on the lying on the side of the freeway? People driving by on the side of the freeway taking pictures going, what in God's green earth is he doing? Now, does it tell the whole story? Of course it not. It tells enough of the story to have people go, I'm uncomfortable with police behaving that way.
Al Sharpton said, let's not play games with this one. You don't need training to stop choking a man who says, I can't breathe. And there may be something to that. This seems to be overkill, if you'll pardon the pun. And that's my view on it. What's yours? You can comment, Doug at DougStephan.com, the email. Number six up next here on our countdown this week.
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item this week on the countdown focuses on the midterm elections coming up this fall. Some of the races that seem to be tight or interesting. Here's an overview by host Jan Michelson here with David Bozell, who works with the Washington Times. They talk about a race that was run in Mississippi that still seems to be making news and could be a problem for Republicans as they move forward.
There was an election just a few weeks ago, and there were two Republicans running for Senate. And the interesting part of this is one of the existing senators was being primaried. The locals, the people in the state were so annoyed with Mississippi Senator Tad Cochran that they primaried him. And the way the campaign developed is still gathering national response. Why is this race, even though it's over, why is it still gathering the attention of you and your organization? Even wrote to the Republican National Chairman, Reince Priebus, to investigate the tactics that were used by the incumbent senator down there.
Because the answer is pretty simple. Because the tactics used to defeat Chris McDaniel, who was the challenger, were disgusting. These guys, the Barber family, Haley and Henry Barber, Haley Barber being a former governor of Mississippi, and you know, at high up in the Republican, you know, the RNC committee man rankings, he basically led a charge to paint Chris McDaniel, the conservative challenger to Thad Cochran, as a racist. There was an election on June the 3rd in which Chris McDaniel beat Thad Cochran, but he didn't get the 50% threshold to avoid a runoff. 3 weeks later was the runoff. Chris McDaniel increased his vote total by 30,000, which is, you know, kind of unheard of in this day and age, especially for runoffs. But he loses to Thad Cochran because Thad Cochran's operation, the supporters of Thad Cochran's operation, went to heavily African-American communities and basically painted Chris McDaniel as a racist using radio ads, robocalls, flyers, saying that Chris McDaniel was going to take black people back to the good old bad days, you know, insinuating that he was going to take away food stamps and all sorts of other government programs, which was not true. And these are the kinds of things that the left, the tactics that the left uses. It's a sad state of affairs when you have a Republican state operation, you know, in this case Mississippi, so tied to the money drain when they're backed into a corner like rats, they lunge for the jugular, and that's what they've done. In this case, I think Chris McDaniel will challenge the results.
How? In what way?
There's a number of reports of, so in Mississippi, you cannot vote in an opposing party's primary if you've already voted in the other. So there are a number of reports alleging that there are a number of illegal votes cast that Democrats who had voted in the original race for the Democrat primary on June 3rd crossed over and voted in a Republican primary.
Is there an accurate way? Is there a legal and accurate way to recount those? And who's going to do the counting? And do you trust the people who are going to do the recounting, given the corruption that you just listed?
I'd leave that up to the McDaniel campaign to officially comment on what they're trying to do legally. I mean, I know they just went in front of the Mississippi State Supreme Court. They're 1-1 in court filings since the June 24th election. So they're going to refile another procedure in the coming days. And they've been pretty consistent that they expect to challenge it, you know, based on a number of votes were illegally cast.
Welcome to the folks listening to the countdown this weekend in Colorado, those in Mobile, Alabama, the Toledo area, Madison, Wisconsin, Wichita, where, by the way, this hasn't made it, but it has to do with something that we talk a lot about on the radio in the summertime. A baby died after the baby was left in a hot car in South Wichita this week. That kind of stuff continues to be an appalling part of the news and things that people are talking about. We'll get to the number of five. As a matter of fact, from number five to number one. Next.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report, 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
So far in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for being here, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number 10, as we recap where we are, Major League Baseball, the discussion, things that are going on, just in general as we sort of get the second half of the season underway after the All-Star game. Then at number 9, Tony Dungy's comments about Michael Sam. And more sports talk radio action. Well, that's gotten attention from a lot of talk radio folks in and outside of the sports world. The Western drought, California water shortage, and global warming. The climate change is number 8. The New York Police Department chokehold death. That case number 7. At number 6, midterm primary races and dirty tricks in the Republican Party. So that gets us around to, as
number
often
5
is the case in so-called news talk or political talk radio, to a continuing conversation about a couple that everybody seems to want to chat about, and that would be the Clintons. New book on Bill Clinton. Well, there are a lot of new books. There seem to be books as people try to take shots at Hillary, to give fodder to those who want to knock her out of her any chances of winning in 2016. Here are hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking to the Weekly Standard's Daniel Halper. Halper says his new book, Clinton Inc., in that book he thinks that Bill Clinton is trying to sabotage Hillary's presidential campaign.
What's this I hear about Bill wanting to sabotage the campaign of Hillary because he wants to be remembered as Clinton the president, not Clinton the thong chaser? This is all part of your book?
That is correct. That is not speculation on my part. It's speculation on the parts of aides who really know President Clinton well. Look, here's how they come to this conclusion. Bill Clinton is the best campaigner they have ever seen. He is remarkable one-to-one. He is a remarkable retail politician. He is just, you know, he's won the presidency twice, and those are great accomplishments. But in the 2008 campaign, he made a series of mistakes that were devastating to Hillary Clinton. Aides watched on, and they thought to themselves, boy, what if this guy doesn't want Hillary to be the next president? What if these mistakes aren't mistakes? He doesn't make mistakes like this. What if what he's doing here is sabotage?
And it's interesting because even Bob Shrum, a longtime Democratic operative, said Bill Clinton's a very good political strategist for himself. He's maybe not always so good for other people, without expressly referring to what you just said.
That's correct. One story I tell is also how Bill Clinton on the sly in that same campaign after Hillary loses to Obama during the general election, as the election nears, Bill Clinton on the sly is calling John McCain. And they're talking about the economy and what American voters want to hear. And so I asked John McCain, I said, sounds like he was advising you about your run against Obama. And to which McCain said, well, advice maybe is a little too strong, but it sure sounded like advice to me. And I think that's remarkable, a former Democratic president sort of coaching, we'll say, the Republican nominee against Barack Obama.
Just going back to the primary, though, one of the things I found fascinating in terms of either tone deafness or purposeful undermining, I'm not sure which, the idea that aides to Hillary Clinton's campaign had to prevent Bill Clinton from bringing his mistresses to campaign events for Hillary.
They advised Bill Clinton against it. They thought it wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah,
you know? Optics of it wouldn't be good, as I report.
Could be a distraction.
Yeah, that some people could pick up on it. Maybe it wouldn't be good. Look, Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2008 was terrified. They were petrified that news of mistresses were going to come out. There was a war room within the war room to monitor this sort of news. This is something that they were very concerned about. And rightfully so, because Bill Clinton has been engaged in reckless behavior then. We know he was engaged in reckless behavior when he was presidency. This is a man who loves recklessness. He thrives on recklessness. You know, you could argue that that's how he became president, that it takes a certain reckless mind to even run for president in the first place. But it is the recklessness that scares Hillary Clinton.
And Hillary is just inured to all this at this point?
Well, this was a question I kept on asking. I said, to various aides, I was doing my report. I said, well, does Hillary know about this? And nobody seemed to know for sure, but nobody would sort of come up to Hillary and tell her about these sorts of things, right? So they keep her at a distance. They tend to think that she kind of knows what's going on.
Number four. That's from the world of gossip, as it were. A lot of things that we talk about in the world of News Talk Radio are gossipy. Not so with number four, though. More rulings, negative and positive, kind of canceling each other out this week on Obamacare. Here's host Steve Scott talking to Paige Winfield Cunningham from Politico.com. They discuss these two contradictory rulings that came out this week.
Paige, what did the D.C. Court of Appeals strike down?
Well, what they did is actually, and this is actually really interesting because you might have seen we got another ruling in from the appeals court on exactly the same issue. And one court upheld challenges to these Obamacare subsidies that are for low-income Americans, while the other one struck it down, basically creating a split that elevates the case to the likelihood that the Supreme Court will eventually take it up. And the issue really is over a significant part in the Affordable Care Act, and it's about these insurance subsidies that help people buy coverage. And the question is, can they be awarded if you live in a state that is going through the federal government to run the exchange, or can they only be awarded if they're in the state-run exchanges? So it's a major question that will have, you know, the outcome of which will have an effect on millions of Americans who are receiving these subsidies currently.
Might this mean that some people won't be able to afford their Obamacare? Let's say that the negative ruling, the strike down, is upheld. Would that make it so some people can't afford their coverage?
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, this would have a huge effect because 36 of the states are going through healthcare.gov, the federal website, to run their exchanges. And so if the courts or perhaps the Supreme Court ruled that these subsidies couldn't be awarded in those 36 states, those residents wouldn't be able to access the subsidies that help make their coverage more affordable.
Now, I understand these subsidies will not be stopping immediately.
Right. There isn't going to be a change right now. Even though the D.C. court essentially struck down the subsidies, they issued what's known as a stay, which means that things don't change right now. The Obama administration has time to appeal the ruling. The court essentially said, we're going to allow this case to continue working its way through the courts. So things won't change now. It's in the future is a question of what is the ultimate ruling going to be on this.
Paige, I wonder if you could put this in context for us. On the grand scale that is Obamacare, is this a major setback? Is this a real big deal one way or the other?
This is actually a major deal because the whole goal of the Affordable Care Act is to extend coverage to all of these uninsured Americans. And, you know, I mean, there's millions and millions of them. And many of the folks that were uninsured are also low income and therefore eligible for these subsidies. So this case has huge ramifications. If the subsidies were blocked, it would hinder this major goal of the Affordable Care Act. And I think that's why, you know, the administration and both those challenging the subsidies know that there are huge stakes here, and it's something that's going to continue to, you know, work its way through the courts until there's an ultimate ruling.
Number three, Adam, this week on the countdown focuses on the immigration situation, all the illegal children that are coming across the border here, there, and everywhere. Here's Texas host Joe Pagliarulo talking to Congressman Lamar Smith, also a Texan, talking or asking whether or not Congress is doing anything to stop this flow of illegal immigrants coming. Is there a surge? And if so, why now?
The border is, of course, top of mind for everybody. I don't care if you're in Oregon. I don't care if you're in Florida. I don't care if you're in Maine. I don't care if you're in Arizona. Wherever you happen to be, the border is a main issue now in the minds of the American people. I think they're now engaged, Lamar, and they want to see what is it we're going to do to stop the flow of illegals coming in. And here's a direct question for somebody that I have a lot of respect for in Congress. Is there anything happening in Congress through legislation, through committees, through anything to actually stop them from coming in? Now, we're dealing with people who are already here, who made it in.
Right.
How about stopping them before they get a toe into the country?
Exactly. Gosh, Joe, you're right. Immigration is the subject of the hour, the day, the week, and the month, and it probably is going to go on beyond that.
Right.
And that's, I have spent, I can't tell you how many meetings I've been today and talked about immigration, small meetings, large meetings, every other kind of meeting. But fundamentally, let's remember that this immigration crisis that we have on the border was caused by one person, and that's President Obama. He refused to enforce current immigration laws. He has undermined them. He has tried to come up with new immigration laws. He has given working amnesty to over 500,000 people who are in the country illegally. So, of course, his policies attracted tens of thousands of others to make a dangerous journey north, try to come across our southern border. The president's policies are absolutely deadly. Everybody in the country feels like they live on the border right now. And the president himself today, right now, could stop the illegal surge if he were to enforce current immigration laws. And I can give you examples, but whether it's the turnaround people at the border,
right,
whether it's stop giving people amnesty who are in the country by executive orders, like he's still threatening to do.
Right.
It is, I mean, the spike that we had in the number of people coming, I mean, 3 years ago, 2011, 6,000 unaccompanied minors came across the border. This year, it's expected to be 90. What happened? The spike started right after the president allowed over 500,000 people to stay in the country, and that was a bright message sent to Central American countries and others. Just get across the border, and you're going to be here to stay. And we just saw the statistics right now. 96% of the people coming across the border are now being allowed to stay.
What a disgusting reality, isn't it, huh? All right, so we have gone through numbers 10 to number 3, therefore number 2 and number 1 are up next. Pretty cool how I figured that out, right? You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Lumber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone, yet we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices, or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska.
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips. Now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy an ABV.
Let's keep moving along here on our countdown. Number two this week, the focus on the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 being downed. Who's working to ID those who have died around the world? 1,000 people involved in that process, which includes examining the bodies, gathering information for next of kin, et cetera, et cetera. The whole situation has been scrutinized a lot in conversation this week on our radio programs in this country, including this example from host Kevin Meeks, along with Karen Henderson. They talk on their program to foreign correspondent Simon Owen about whether anybody really knows what happened to this plane and actually who is responsible for its downing.
This downed plane, and we still don't know, right, exactly the circumstances of why it crashed. Was it a missile? Who fired the missile? All those are still questions to be answered, right?
Yeah, very much up in the air. The site is under control of pro-Russian separatists who have been very reluctant and basically blocked with a threat of being shot. International inspectors who've been trying to inspect the wreckage and take a look and try and start gathering evidence, and so far they've got nowhere near really the kind of access they would want and expect normally an investigation like this. US intelligence believes that the plane was hit by a missile. I think that is accepted now by most people, but the question is where it was fired from and who. Plane crashed in Ukrainian rebel territory. There is perhaps a suspicion that it was fired from Ukrainian rebel territory, but no confirmation as to who is responsible. What the US is now saying is that it doesn't believe Russia is directly involved in this, but it does say Russia created the conditions for this to happen by supplying the rebels with so many weapons and so.
And we're breaking up there a little bit, Simon, so I hope you can hear me. Meanwhile, some of the bodies have been flown out, correct? And they began the process of identifying and notifying family members.
Yes, a number of coffins were loaded onto two military planes at an airport here a couple of hours ago. One Dutch plane, one Australian plane, and they have now left Ukraine. They're going to Holland, where the identification process is going to take place. 298 people died in this crash, and almost 200 of them were Dutch. So the Netherlands is taking over this part of the operation. This is the first shipment of remains, but there are, you know, clearly more to come. And it's not clear, and again, this comes back to the chaos and the lack of access to the crash site. It's not clear how many people's remains are still left there, possibly as many as 90 to 100, it would, by the sound of things. for all we know, could just be lying out in the sun and in the summer heat, and it is warm here, as yet unrecovered because there hasn't been a proper search of the area. And a number of governments are now sort of really saying, look, this has got to happen. You can't just keep these people essentially held hostage by keeping investigators out.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item, the number one issue, the number one topic this week on our Talk Radio Review, the situation in the Middle East, the Gaza Strip violence, the Israelis versus the Hamas or Palestinians. Earlier this week on this on the Good Day program, I talked to Elliot Abrams, who's a former Deputy National Security Advisor for President Bush, and he's current senior fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. We discussed Egypt trying to unsuccessfully broker a ceasefire agreement with Hamas.
From the point of view of Hamas, that is, this new government, President Sisi, formerly General Sisi, is very hostile to the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. So Hamas sees them not so much as a broker, but as an enemy, kind of the way they see us.
So, under the circumstances, what do we need to know about this ongoing battle? Is it showing signs of dissipating? I noticed that Mayor Bloomberg went over there, first private plane to land in the Tel Aviv airport, the Ben Gurion airport, after flights, 700 flights were canceled the day before. There's a lot of support coming from around the world for the Israelis. And, of course, there is support for Hamas and the Palestinians. So where does this thing go? What's the next step here?
Well, my view is that there will be a ceasefire, 3-4 more days, I guess. The Israelis want that time to blow up more of these tunnels. These are not
like hundreds of
tunnels.
They're finding hundreds of people in these tunnels. Aren't they terrorists in the tunnels?
Yep, and what they're finding is these are not smuggling tunnels. Hamas had smuggling tunnels from Gaza into Egypt, but this is not for smuggling. These tunnels are just for attacking and kidnapping. Mm-hmm. So the Israelis really want the time to blow these up. Hamas doesn't want this to end with a ceasefire, wants it to end with various benefits for Gaza, new economic investment and so forth. My guess is that 3-4 more days there will be a deal in which there's a ceasefire. There's an agreement about opening the passages to Gaza and lots of aid for Gaza, and it's never implemented. That's my guess.
What do you say? Never implemented by the people who promised, who signed on. Like America has offered $57 million out of the USAID slush fund to help the people in Gaza that have been, their homes have been destroyed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so to help them reestablish homes. Is that the kind of stuff you're talking about? We promise and then don't deliver?
Well, mostly I'm talking about opening these passages, because it'll be too hard to set up, customs and immigration and inspections and so forth. No, I mean, our money will be given. I'm not so keen on that either, frankly, because $15 million of it goes through UNRWA, the UN agency that deals with the Palestinians. We just found another school, another UN school, that was based for rockets. So obviously they can't be trusted.
All right, so that's one point of view with regard to the number one issue this week, situation in the Middle East on the Gaza Strip. Here's host Jason Rantz talking to Consul General of the State of Israel, David Siegel. They discuss the rockets in the schools that Hamas has put there in Gaza.
The United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, operates several schools in Gaza, and two of their schools, they found Hamas rockets. What they do about it? They gave them back to Hamas. So our State Department came out and said that this was not a good outcome with UNRWA giving back these rockets to Hamas. What exactly is your reaction?
Well, we see it very, very seriously. The fact that UN installations are being used by terrorists as places to either store weapons or fire from. We have endless documented cases of Hamas abusing its own population, its installations, firing at Israel from hospitals, tunneling under Israel from mosques, firing from mosques on our soldiers with anti-tank missiles. Very, very serious. So when we find situations, and this is not new, it's not the first time, there are two major cases in this operation alone where UNRWA schools, and by the way, the second school where the second rockets were found was a structure that was placed between two other UNRWA structures with around 1,500 children in each one of them. So this is what Israel is facing. It's very important for Americans to understand this. This is not normal warfare. This is Israel fighting to defend itself, defend its people, but doing it in such a way where it has to operate in a very, very dense civilian area where Hamas purposely has placed its entire military terrorist installation underground, under these buildings, in these buildings. That's where they're firing at Israel from.
No clunkers here. Those are the top 10 items from this past week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.